Love's Naked Truth with Lisa Simmons, a podcast where we tell our stories and dive deep into the raw and unfiltered life of love, sex, who we crush on, and why we do what we do, and everything in between. I'm a certified matchmaker and a licensed real estate broker, and I match lovers and buyers for a living. So get ready for a no slut shaming, no judgment, and no filters, just raw, untold stories, and who knows what else can happen. Hey, welcome to Love's Naked Truth. On today's episode, Michael Snell joins the show. We talk about corny pickup lines, reasons why your crush isn't into you, and Michael tells us some information about his sauced up single life encounters. Hey, crushers, welcome back. I'm here with Michael.
Hi, how's it going?
Hey, it's going all right. Just had a really kind of a depressing week, so I'm trying to get over all of that. But, you know, such is life. How about you?
I had, a little bit of a depressing week. Emotions everywhere and firing off and, yeah.
Well, you're kind of the slut, so yeah. I understand that. A lot of stuff comes with that. Like, that's a hard pill to swallow.
Yeah, it's been a real emotional roller coaster this week because I found out that my job is no longer, so I have to go find a new job.
Ouch. So what's your plan with that? Like, if you don't have a job, like, how are you going to pay your bills?
I'm going to pimp myself out.
Oh, that's a good one. Yeah. I think you're already doing that. You're just not collecting money.
Yeah, I'm not collecting any money right now, but I think I need to start charging. So yeah.
You could always go on Feet Finder. So you need to change your game a little bit.
Yeah. I think I'm going to go to the country club.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because rich golfers?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just like going to the park, you know, they're married people looking, they'll pay.
Yeah, they will.
So speaking of which, I got a bunch of these corny pickup lines.
Oh, yeah.
And I kind of wanted to talk about them because I feel like they're funny. And instead of always being on the serious side of things,
I find that when I'm interested in somebody, one of the hardest things I have to do is open up the dialogue between us.
Yeah, it's very, like, uncomfortable.
You know, yeah. You know, it was different in a bar because you had a little liquid courage and, you know, you had some time. But you can look around and you know that they're there to try and have a good time. And you're just hoping that maybe it'll be with you.
Yeah.
So when you're not going to a bar or something like that, it's really hard to get the attention of somebody that you like without coming across as a creep.
You're so right, because that liquid courage is amazing.
Yeah.
Because all of a sudden, you just don't care.
Yeah.
And that's where we all get our confidence from.
Yeah.
Dude, it sucks.
It does suck. And I myself have had a couple of them where I find them extremely attractive and very hard to approach. And on the flip side of that, I'm thinking that they're just like, don't even know who I am. You know, because I haven't introduced myself to them, because it's harder to, without that liquid courage, to just go up to somebody and say, hi, my name is, how are you today?
Right.
You know?
But when you're drunk, how do you feel like? You feel like you're suave,
up with a good opening line to come in and just be like, hey, how are you doing today? Can I buy you a drink? And when you're out at the taco wagon, there's not much of a opening line to get in there. And so some of these are pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah. I thought that they were pretty good. I'll start. So here's one. I hope you know CPR because you just took my breath away.
Ooh. Yeah.
I mean.
Yeah. That's corny.
That's super corny.
Are you an electrician? Because you definitely lighten up my day. Day or night. You definitely lighten up my night.
Oh my God. I was wondering if you could tell me, if you're here, who's running heaven?
Oh, yeah. And I think there was one that when we went out Friday night, I told you that it would have been a perfect time for it. Oh, well, excuse me, miss, you dropped this and hand her nothing. And it was your wings.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that was a nice one. That one made me happy.
I've heard it said that kissing is the language of love. Would you care to have a conversation with me about something? Yeah, that's way too long.
Yeah, you lost me in that one.
Yeah.
How about this one? I ought to complain to Spotify for you not being named this week's hottest single.
Yeah, I see a little bit long again, and you don't even know if they're on Spotify.
Or are they, if they even know what that is. I mean, you might have some back country hick, you know. What's the internet?
That interweb. I always thought happiness started with an H, but it turns out mine starts with U.
Ooh.
That one's, yeah.
Here, I love this one. Are you a parking ticket? Because you've got fine written all over you.
Oh, geez. And then she could be wearing the pants that say, have you seen those pants? They've got a saying on the back of them. So like juicy.
Oh, yeah.
Fine. And yeah, some of those the shouldn't wear.
No.
I believe in following my dreams. Can I have your Instagram?
Weird.
That one
doesn't really make a bunch of sense. Your eyes are like the ocean. I could swim in them all day.
Ooh. Do you know what the Little Mermaid and I have in common?
What's that?
We both want to be part of your world.
Oh, God, corny. Oh, dear God. Okay, are you a Netflix show? Because I want to binge watch you all night.
Well, that's creepy. That's creepy. Like outside your window.
Oh, yeah.
I want to binge watch you. Please leave the curtains open. If you were a song, you'd be the best track on the album.
That's funny. This one is for you because we were talking about this vegetable earlier. If you were a vegetable, you'd be a cucumber.
A cucumber? Oh, no. Are you a magician? It's the strangest thing, but every time I look at you, everyone else disappears.
Ooh, that'll make you feel good.
Mm.
Do you happen to have a Band-Aid? Because I scraped my knees falling for you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that could. Every woman wants to be the healer.
Right?
Yeah. Oh, I could take care of him.
Ew.
Yeah.
I don't want to take care of a man.
Oh, no, you
ew.
Do.
Ugh. Did that before.
I would never play hide and seek with you because someone like you is impossible to find.
Hmm.
Hmm? I don't know. That one seemed a little Hallmark to me.
Yeah, like it really did. I never believed in love at first sight, but that was before I saw you.
Yeah, okay. That's
definitely a Hallmark card there. Yep.
Hi, I just wanted to thank you for the gift. I've been wearing this smile ever since you gave it to me.
That's fun.
Yeah, that one's pretty good.
Are you a bank loan because you've got my interest?
Oh, yeah, these are... How many did you find? 40. You found 40 of them.
Yeah.
On a scale of 1 to America, how free are you tonight?
Oh, shit. Well, that's a great one for an election year. I mean, we should be using that.
Wait a minute.
Or 4th of July weekend.
On a scale of 1 to America, how free are you tonight?
Oh, that's great.
Okay,
so aside from taking my breath away, what do you do for a living?
You know, I always thought that Disneyland was the happiest place on earth. But that was before I got a chance to stand here next to you.
Okay, barf.
Yep. Wow.
No wonder the sky is gray or dark if at night. All the colors in your eyes. Okay.
No, let's scratch
that one.
Yeah.
Nobody use that.
Want to go outside and get some fresh air with me? You just took my breath away.
Oh, well, yeah.
You could change that one up a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, like,
there's room.
It's just like, oh, man, you want to go outside? you just took my breath away. So it's the delivery is key on a lot of these.
You're right. And you really got into that scene. Like, yeah. I mean, you were nailing that. Just great.
Yeah. If you were a taser, you'd be set on stun.
Oh, shit. Please.
I think that one's for the Star Trek fans right there.
Oh, yeah. That'd be good. You're like fine wine. The more of you I drink in, the better I feel.
Yeah.
I mean, that could get dirty. You could actually put that in a dirty version.
If you were a Transformer, you'd be Optimus Fine.
Wow. I like that one. I mean, if you're into Transformers, that'd be great. You've got a lot of beautiful curves, but your smile is absolutely my favorite.
I like that one. I'm going to use that one.
Okay, I'll save it for you. I'll mark it.
Is your name Google? Because you have everything I'm searching for.
Wow, that one didn't take a lot to think of.
No, that one.
Are you as beautiful on the inside as you are on the outside? Come on.
No. Do you ever get tired of running through my thoughts all night?
I like it.
Now, I have used that one.
Have you?
I have. And let's do one more and I'll tell you about it. You know, they say that love is when you don't want to sleep because reality is better than your dreams. And after seeing you, I don't think I ever want to sleep again. Way too long.
Yeah, way too long.
Way too long.
That almost is like a topic that you could talk about.
Yeah.
Because the difference between reality and dreams, like that's a whole nother level.
Yeah.
If being sexy was a crime, you'd be guilty as charged.
Yeah.
Heard that before.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
I haven't. I've never heard that one.
Oh, you haven't?
I haven't. Yeah, not to me, no. But usually the police officers just tell me not to move.
I told you not to talk, boy.
Well, yeah. So do you ever get tired of running through my thoughts all night? So I have used that one, kind of that one, was with a lady was telling me that she was tired as soon as she woke up. And I said, oh, I know. And she goes, how do you know I'm tired? I told her, well, I know you've been running through my dreams all night. So I knew you'd be tired.
How did she take that? Was she like, gross, dude?
No, she was like, oh, that's cute.
Mm. Oh. Of course she did.
Yeah. Little did I know that she was running through mine and 15 other guys' dreams at the same time.
Yeah. But, well, that happens.
You know, she's a track star.
Yeah. I was wondering if you were an artist because you were so good at drawing me in.
Ooh. Yeah. I've never been in the artist scene, so.
I love artists. It's just sexy to me. Any man that's a writer or into any kind of art.
Yeah.
It's sexy to me. Okay. Do you have any more on that list?
I'm done. I'm out.
What? So you went out of turn.
Did I?
Yeah, because I got four more.
You got four more?
I'm going to say them real fast. It says in the Bible to only think about what's pure and lovely. So I've been thinking about you all day long.
Okay. She's got to be religious on that one.
Yeah. I think they have just certain.
Yeah.
Do you have a map? I just got lost in your eyes.
Yeah.
Easy, quick one.
Yeah, that one. Yeah.
I'd like to take you to the movies, but they don't let you bring in your own snacks. That sounds like you.
That is me. That is, yeah.
We'll have to save that one for you for sure. Yeah. Please. Okay, here's the last one. You know what you would look really beautiful in? My arms.
I think I've used that one too.
That one is probably the corniest one and a great one to end that on.
I have also used, God, you look great in that dress, but it looked better on the floor.
Oh, yeah. Actually, I have experienced that, but it was bra.
Yeah.
I was working at the Goodwill. I was sorting through the bras and the underwear, and I picked up a bra, and I asked this guy that I was kind of flirting with, and I'm like, what do you think of this on me? And he's like, I don't know. I'd be better on the floor. So I was like, dude, yeah. I'm sleeping with you.
That's good. Yeah.
I mean,
he was quick, Johnny on the spot.
Sometimes they, you know, you guys will
shock
us.
You know, I don't know if it's just me or what, but I always come up with the best pickup lines after.
Well, yeah, duh.
You know, it's like on the spot, the chemistry's just got to be right for it to work. And I'm usually 10 seconds behind.
Well, that's because you're nervous.
Yeah.
And we're going to talk about being nervous around people that you're interested in or a crush. So I want to kind of talk about that. So we're going to kind of go into part of this episode talking about a few different things with a crush or someone that you're like attracted to or that you think about. And so I have an email here from someone that I wanted to read. But first, I wanted to say that sometimes when we have a crush on someone, we idolize them a bit, and then it makes talking to them very daunting. It can also feel like anything we would say to them would come off silly, like having a crush can also make us nervous, which makes it more likely to stumble over words or not know what to say. And I feel like this is so true. Almost every single time I run into somebody that's, you know, very attractive or I might be find that I'm impressed by, I cannot speak. I sound so stupid that I leave there just like, what the fuck did you just say? Like, how embarrassing. I'd run from you too.
Yeah. I definitely have those moments where it's, you try being funny and it's an inside joke and they never get the joke. I did that with my Instagram for the honeybee. Okay. I was trying to do an opening line with her.
Uh-huh.
I was working in the orchard and we're working out there and they go and put these bees out so that they can pollinate. And so you got bees all over, flying all over, and they're friendly. They're not out to sting you or nothing like that. And I got this great picture of a bee on the flower, pollinating the flower. And I sent it to her saying, hey, ran into some of your friends today. Okay. And her name's Honeybee.
Yeah.
And she goes, oh, well, I work two jobs as a bartender.
What did you say back?
I went, yeah, I know.
Oh, but
it's kind of like, what do you do then? You know, it's like, it was a cute little opening line.
She just didn't get it at all.
I don't know if she didn't get the picture or didn't realize that I was talking about her stage name or whatever, but yeah.
Yeah, maybe she just wasn't in that right mindset.
Yeah. So it was one of those.
Right.
Gone with the love goddess of the world.
Well, I honestly can say it's terrible. I've had this crush for years and I still can't say a sentence right.
Yeah.
I mean, it's rare, but I think I'm getting better at it. I don't know. You just got to put yourself in the, you know, it's okay. These are human beings. They're just as dumb and stupid and idiotic as you are. So, you know.
Well, and I think it touches back on the topic you were previously on with the putting them up on a pedestal.
Uh-huh.
You know, and that you're not good enough for them in the first place because they're all the way up on this pedestal and you've got to climb your way up there to get to them.
Well, they keep getting higher and higher and you just keep going. Yeah. You're exhausted.
Yeah. And
it sucks.
Until you can knock them off of that pedestal, it's just not going to work.
Yeah. And I tell you that all the time with that one girl, you know, that you have to get the upper hand.
Yeah.
Because especially with like females, I mean, men are that way too, but women, they're in charge and they want to be. They want to decide all of the stuff. So if you.
And as men, we allow them. We want them to be in charge. And if you need proof on that, take somebody out. What is the first thing a guy does? Where do you want to go?
Yeah. And then what does the girl say?
Oh.
I don't care.
Wherever.
Yep. You know why? Because we're scared. We're like, we want to make a good impression. We don't want to show our bitch side yet.
Yeah.
That's coming later if we, you know, continue to hook up or whatever.
You know, they go and they start dating and then they start going out and then they're married and it's like, hey, you want to get dinner? Yeah. What do you want? You know what I want.
Whatever the fuck you, asshole.
Yeah. So, you know.
This isn't what I wanted.
Yeah.
What? I told you what I wanted.
Yeah.
Now go back and get the round ice cube. That's an inside
These are square.
I said round.
These are square cubed ice.
Yeah.
Going back with the crush being up on the pedestal, and you have a story.
I do. So I got an email from a follower And it is kind of why I wanted to talk about this subject anyways, too, because I liked what she said and it's kind of interesting. So we can kind of talk about it. So her name is Nervous Nelly, and that the subject line is, I got so nervous around my crush. She's 21. So how she said it, you know, and how she wrote it out, you can tell she's maybe not the perfect English major.
Yeah.
So I'll read it best I can. Okay, so she says, okay, so anytime I even find a guy attractive, I can't help blushing and shaking around him. My face turns to stone. I feel like I can't move it. And forget about me approaching him. If he approaches me, my words pour out so incoherently. I sound like I didn't pass the fourth grade. And it sucks to have a crush because even though I like them, I never have the courage to tell them. And I feel like I'm always making a fool out of myself when I do talk to my crush. I'm pretty good at reading people, if I do say so myself. So if someone was acting this way around me, I would take that as they are attracted to me, and I would be kind to them until they felt comfortable with me. Is everyone's perspective like this? I just hope he understands that I have a crush on him and not that I am mentally impaired. What do you guys think? Nervous Nelly.
Oh, well, yeah, Miss Nervous Nelly. So I'm getting the fact, like, she's working at a coffee shop, say.
And, oh, your fantasy. Okay, and, let's go
yeah,
there.
Yeah. But, no, mine is espresso stands.
And, oh, sorry, sorry.
Love the ladies at the espresso stand. They are all fabulous.
Lies. Anyway, if they were men, I mean, yeah, some women are beautiful, but come on, let's have some, you know, pasties on the men's nipples.
Yeah, that'd be great.
No, it wouldn't, because you wouldn't go.
You would?
Maybe.
Yeah, you'd be like, show me that six pack.
I mean, I would probably say, like, please don't use a straw to stir my coffee. No straws are allowed. Okay?
Yeah,
if
no
I was
straws.
The boss, there would be no straws.
Don't put any ice in that.
Yeah. Right.
Okay. But I'm getting that she's stumbling around on her words and emotions right off the get-go in front of the person. And unfortunately, with a guy's point of view of that, is one, noticing that she's having a hard time, you'd kind of just brush it off as that she's not.
Have you
interested.
Noticed that before from somebody that might be talking to you that they're nervous?
And from
they're...
me, no.
So you think all the women are confident when
yeah.
they're around you?
Yeah, they're definitely confident when they're around me.
I think I've had guys be a little nervous before, but maybe that's just how they are in general. I've never thought, oh my God, he's so nervous to talk to me that he's stumbling over his words.
Yeah.
Because I think men have more confidence in when it comes to talking. I mean,
well, we're programmed that we're supposed to.
Especially if a guy is funny. If a guy comes up and kind of starts making funny jokes around you, I feel like that's when maybe they're interested because yeah. they're making you laugh. And who is not, as a girl, not attracted to somebody that is funny?
Yeah.
They can be fat and disgusting, a bug hanging out their nose, but if they're funny, there's some sort of attraction there.
Yeah. Humor is a great way to get in.
It is such an attractive
To break the ice. And mm-hmm. and that's why the pickup lines are corny and funny at the same time, you know, because
it's an icebreaker. We are both going to laugh over it.
Yeah, it breaks down the barriers between you guys that you don't know how to get over.
Yeah, like, your tag's sticking out. Oh, wait, it says Made in Heaven.
Yeah.
That's always been my favorite. I heard that years ago.
That is a good one.
Because, you know, I always read tags. It's got all about the label.
All about the label, yeah. Yep.
For Nervous Nelly, I feel like you're not alone.
Yeah.
We all do this, especially if they're like super sexy or super, you're super attracted to them or you can't stop thinking about them. When you get that chance to talk to them, you're going to fuck it up.
Yeah.
Just go with it.
Yeah. And on the guy side of it, to have the balls to admit that, hey, you find this person really attractive and you want to get closer to know them is even harder to do.
Yeah.
You know, with the stumbling over your words or just running into them and seeing them for the first time in a long time and trying to find common interests, common ground to talk about.
Well, yeah. And we're also basing this on being sober. These are all sober situations. Yeah. Because honestly, if I'm going to talk to my crush or reveal my crush, it's going to be with alcohol involved so that I can just slide right through that.
Yeah.
I'm not going to slay that thing with alcohol.
You're not going to worry anything about what you were. Yeah.
Exactly. And if alcohol don't work, bring me a joint. Because the two together, I'll get crossfaded before I can make this right.
And some of those blockers are pretty big hurdles to get over, you know?
Yeah.
So, and Nervous Nelly is also talking about, and she's by herself while she's doing this, and the power of two is amazing. So,
Also very intimate. It's an intimate moment. If you bring your friends in it, okay, there's no way in hell that you're going to want to bring your friends with you because, for one, they might laugh at you, and then all of a sudden, your crush or your person you're interested in might like them.
Yeah.
The friends have to stay home.
Yeah.
You got to do this on yourself. Put your big girl or boy pants on and just go for it.
Go for it. And that's where it's scary.
That's where alcohol makes it better.
It does. But the signs up there that if you're stumbling and clumsy and awkward and everything else and the person's still talking to you.
Yeah.
You have a great chance.
Absolutely. And it's not just one time, though. You're going to be nervous around them a few times.
Yeah. And also that nervousness, that's a
turn on.
Yeah.
It is a little bit.
Definite turn on. You know, the excitement of.
Oh, my God. It's the best, right? That feeling.
Of going, and I don't know, not saying that you're conquering the person, but you're going out of your comfort zone and achieving something. And even if it's a small goal of getting her number or getting his number or saying hi to them or finding something common to talk about, you know, just 10 minutes ago, you weren't doing anything.
Right. And you know, on the other side of that is if you're being all like stupid talking and stumbling over your words and you are telling this crush or this person that, you know, hey, how's it going? And they kind of feel that vibe coming on that you're interested in them. All of a sudden, they're going to start getting nervous.
Yeah.
Because before they weren't. Now you just said, you kind of made it to where you're obvious that you're attracted to them or, you know, and now they're going to be like, what? Did she just, this girl's into me, you know, like now they're going to like fuck it up.
Yeah.
They're going to feel that a little bit of that anxiety. It is definitely an anxiety and it's good for your therapist. If it's a big deal, go call your therapist, get a session. I love my therapy sessions.
Yeah, definitely with the talking it out with somebody is always a good thing.
Yeah, because when you cry out that demon syrup and it's good to release it.
It is.
It might not solve anything.
But... And keeping it in your head, it just keeps on playing over and over and over and you don't go anywhere.
No, you don't.
So the next time you see that person that you're having a crush on and, you know, you're right back to the same exact spot that you were when you first song.
It's true, especially if there's a long period in between.
Yeah.
And then you thought about them that whole time, which is my case. Constant. Like just replaying scenarios and what did I do to fuck it up and why have I not heard anything? And that kind of takes me a little bit to the 24 reasons why your crush is not into you.
Yeah.
I have this other list. And Michael, I think we should kind of talk on some of these because when I read this, this is absolutely 100% of my life. With the crush that I've had for a few years. And so I'm going to read them real quick. So here's one. They don't try to talk to you. That is a sign that they're not into you. And most of these are that they're not into you, you know, obviously. They don't remember the little things about you. And that's that typically is any man, though. They're not going to remember the little thing. But maybe we think they're not remembering them, but
then they still do.
They're going to remember the things like the girl couldn't freaking talk.
Yeah.
The girl's stupid. She couldn't even say 2 + 2, what that equaled, you know, because she was nervous.
Yeah.
But I mean, if they're going to remember the little things, it's because, you know, they do like you though.
Yeah.
Another one is they don't try to touch you. Obviously, they're not going to try to touch you unless you're getting down or something. Like, what are they supposed to do? Touch your finger?
Well, so one of the things that I've noticed with the one relationship I'm going with, I'm always the first one to initiate the contact. I'm always the one to hold her hand.
Do you think it's because they're not interested or is it because they're nervous?
I think it's the interested part because we're way past the being nervous stage of it, you know?
I get that.
Like when we go to leave each other, I'm the one that goes in for the kiss.
Yeah.
You know, so it feels
more one-sided.
Yeah. So if I wasn't the one to initiate the kiss, then there wouldn't be one.
Yeah.
How about when you've been together for a while and you hold each other's hand? You ever notice that the other person isn't really holding your hand? Their hand's there.
It's just resting.
Yeah, it's just...
They can't wait for the right moment to pull it back.
Yeah. Or the phone comes... Oh, I'm on my phone.
Oh, yeah, there's something else that we'll have a reason to pull it back.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, I know that.
It's one of those deals where you notice these things that when they're not really into you that much. And I'm with you on this. I'm checking every one of those off.
Yeah.
As you're reading them, I'm just like, well, that's her. Yep, that's her. That's her.
This is, this is good medicine for us to realize what the hell.
What's your fourth one?
My fourth one is they don't listen when you talk.
Okay.
They see you talking, but they're on vacation.
Yeah.
They're dating other people.
Yep.
Obviously, they're not into you 100%. Now, they might be into you for a side piece, if you're lucky.
Yeah. Well, it depends on how you perceive the relationship also. You know, is it an open relationship? Are you looking for the one? So you can have multiple dates with somebody and you're still into this one person.
Yeah, that's true.
And it's all about communication, though, whether you both know that's going on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So. Well, here's one. They don't get jealous when you date someone else. Obviously, they're not caring if you're dating someone else. They're not into you.
Yeah.
I mean, that's easy peasy to figure out. They refer to you as a friend. So this one, I mark this box like hardcore.
Big ass check mark on it.
Yeah. Hey, friend, how's it going? Yeah. You know, hey, friend, you want to hang out? You know, like that doesn't happen. But like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Oh, nice to hear from you, friend. Thanks for texting me.
Yeah.
Sorry I didn't text you the last 5 times and it took me, 17 days to respond. But, hey, friend. Sorry, I'm not bitter at all. They're not curious about your social life. And that's kind of any kind of time that can happen. Even if you are more into each other, they may not be interested in your social life. That's you. It's kind of more personal.
Yeah.
Maybe. I don't know. Iffy about that one.
Well, one thing I've found, if I'm going to be with somebody, I want to be involved in their social life.
Well, if you have a crush on somebody and you're really interested in them, you're going to put yourself in that position.
Yeah, you're going to find yourself going to functions that they go to, going to the stores that they go to, maybe see them.
And you'll know what those are because you'll have stalked. You'll have done all your stalking abilities, It just is what it is. So you'll know that they like to water ski. And you'll all of a sudden be like, hey, you want to go water skiing?
Yep.
What, wait? You water ski? I mean, we make this shit up. And then when it comes time to like water ski, you have a headache.
Yeah.
Because you don't know how to water ski. Or, you don't want to look stupid. Or you look fat in that bathing suit. You ain't doing that.
I always look fat in the bathing suit, though.
So do I. I always feel fat. Let's just put it that way. Some people might say, oh, you're not fat. You're underweight. No, I'm fat.
Yeah.
I'm always fat. Okay. They don't flirt with you. So if they're not flirting with you, they're not into you. I'm sorry. They're just not.
Yeah.
It all kind of boils down to flirting.
Yeah.
That's what initiates the start.
It does. And it's the forms of flirting. When you're talking to him, he's looking right at you or...
Yeah, that's, eye contact. I think that's in off? Here.
Oh, yeah. Oh, hi. Yeah, your hair looks nice.
Yeah, as he's talking to his friend.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, yeah, your ass looks good. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Fuck that shit. That's why I hate men. I hate them. It's typical. No, I'm sorry. I don't mean that. And also with the flirting thing, it also depends on where the relationship is headed, because if you're talking very sexual, you know where that's going. It's going probably sexual, and you really can't start a relationship with sex.
Yeah.
So that's probably doomed anyway. But sometimes all you want out of it is sex. He's super hot or she's super hot, I don't want to bang that, tonight. So that's how you start it. That's like a death trap, wormhole, whatever.
Yeah. And with the flirting back and forth, you also get to see what they're into, what they're not. Is she into being complimented? Is she into...
How they respond.
Yeah, how they respond. But that's also a double-edged sword. So if you notice that her hair's done and her nails look great and all this stuff, you better keep that up, because if you don't notice...
Right, that's hard for the other person, because yeah. now they have a whole shit ton of shit they got to keep up on, because yeah. you're right, if they don't notice that, oh, you don't like me anymore?
What's yeah, up? Yeah, how come you're... Yeah, what's going on with you? How come...
Yeah, what's wrong with me?
You didn't see these $60 nails that I just got done today? What the hell?
Yeah, like I flashed them in your face all day.
I was throwing hands at you all day, and you didn't notice them at once. And yeah, flirting, it can be the double-edged sword there.
Absolutely.
Too.
Okay, they treat you the same as everyone else. So they don't see any difference. They treat you the same. That one's neither here or there. like whatever. They don't engage with you on social media. So I have an X by that one, because this one is very true for me. I can post stuff and everybody in the whole world can comment except for the one person I want
that wants it. Yeah.
And they're nothing. They don't make eye contact with you. We just had talked about that one.
Yeah.
And that's true too. Okay. I put two check marks on this one. You always have to be the one to reach out. I hate that shit.
I do this myself too. If I'm into somebody, I want to let them know when I think about them.
Dude, could be texting a lot. You probably should not text that much.
Well,
you have to sabotage it before it happens.
The good mornings, you know, wake up in the morning.
So I have a question for you. So you are, let's say you had a one-night stand, okay? Mm-hmm. And this one-night stand, you decided, oh my God, I freaking love her. And you're so excited. Okay, she spends the night, she leaves. And you're like, oh my God, that was the best ever. You're feeling like so happy. Life has never been brighter, get better, whatever. When is the right time to text? Hey, thanks for last night. That was great. I can't wait to see you again. Or I'd want to see you again. When what time frame do you think that should happen after she leaves? She's headed off to work.
Well, I will let you know right away that I am the worst person to,
So you're going to text away. Like, thank you, right?
I'd probably wait till she left the driveway.
So that's not what you do.
Yeah.
You have to give it a couple of hours. You cannot seem that needy.
Yeah. I was just like, hey, just wanted to let you know that it was fantastic. She needs to
go.
Night.
Yeah. She needs time to go think about it too. And why hasn't he called me yet? Why hasn't he messaged me? What the fuck? He doesn't like me. Because that will drive her more crazy and hook her more.
I am terrible at that because I've never been very good at the game playing. But what I've seen work is these guys will show up, wham, bam, thank you, ma'am. And then the next week, I remember you.
Yeah, right. There's a fine line, though. You should not text right away, and you should not wait too long. Because if you wait till the next day or two, we're pissed off.
Oh, yeah.
Now it's too late. Now we're like, we already got you figured out. Yeah. And, you know, dude, fuck you.
Yeah.
You know, so there's a fine line. But too soon, that's as bad as too late.
Yeah.
It sounds needy. And
I don't think I've ever figured out when that best time is.
Give it a couple hours. Give it till lunch break. I mean, shit, she just left the building.
Yeah.
You know, that's my thought on it as a matchmaker. That's my advice to you. Free. That's free advice.
A free one.
Okay. Let's see. Where are we at? You always have to be the one to reach out.
Yeah.
So that's me. We're. Yep. Their texts are brief. So I had to put, you know, a couple of check marks on this. Okay. They don't seem nervous around you. Some people just have coolness and so they don't show it. They take a long time to reply to your texts. So that's why we just kind of talked on that. They don't compliment you. Obviously, if they're not complimenting you on your... But then again, I don't know. Some people just are very tight with those compliments. And so that's a tough one. They don't find you impressive or exciting.
Yeah.
Yeah. They don't try to impress you. They always have excuses for why they can't hang out. I have three check marks on this one. This is probably the number one. Yeah, let's hang out. Let's do it. I'm really excited. How about tomorrow? Tomorrow comes. You're all excited. You couldn't sleep all night. Life is grand. What are you going to wear? Oh my God, I'm going to feel so gross in this clothes. I need to go buy new clothes. Oh my God, tomorrow comes and you're excited. And you're like, why haven't I heard from them today to confirm? So then you confirm. A bunch of time goes by. Then you get the, oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, fuck that. That's happened to me so many times. Yeah. That I could just bang my head against the wall and it'd feel better.
I have been on the opposite side of this one too. And it wasn't that I wasn't into her. It was the fact that whenever she wanted to get together, I was busy.
But you can't just, you know, you have to make time.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's the thing. And then ignore it.
But on her side of it, she was always wanting to get together
now
when she knew I was busy.
Right. Because you have a work day.
Yeah.
And yeah, I understand that. That's her fault.
Yeah.
Hey, and dudes and at work.
It was kind of, I think that was an easy out for her.
But the thing is if you text somebody, hey, do you want to hang out or whatever the case may be, and then they don't, or you're supposed to hang out and then they don't respond, you have no other reason to than to think they don't want to.
Yeah.
And you know, that's, it's obvious they're not into you.
Yeah.
Okay. They don't open up to you. They avoid you. I mean, obviously they don't like you. They're not into you. They don't notice when you're not there.
Yeah.
Like they're home, hanging out, whatever. They're not noticing you're
there.
They're
not going, oh, what are you doing? You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And here's the last one. You can sense that they don't like you back. I put a double check mark on that one because obviously I know that my crush does not like me back.
Yeah.
Maybe he's nice to me and he thinks about me every blue moon when he's probably like so bored he can't function. So that maybe he's like, I wonder who would be, oh, there's always that Lisa that, you know, she's always willing.
Yeah.
And nah, I don't want to go there.
It's too much.
I don't want to go there.
Yeah.
I'm not into her. Oh my God. See, this is why I'm so depressed. No, this is why I see a therapist, because of you.
Well, and the fact that it's playing in your head all the time, too.
You build up your own scenarios,
yeah.
And they're always shit. Scenarios.
Yeah.
It's always the worst thing because we live in a negative world and a lifestyle. And, you know, it's just part of it.
I am totally vulnerable to this too. With the other one, I said, well, why would you care what I'm doing? And in my head, I'm already playing the scenario that she doesn't care.
Yeah, I know, right? That damn mind of ours just fucks us.
And I've already had this conversation with her and played it out in my head totally. And the plain and simple fact that if she didn't care about me at all, she wouldn't be talking to me.
Yeah.
But
I mean,
I've convinced myself in my head that she obviously doesn't.
Yep. Yep.
So.
And if they do give you a little bone, like a little tiny, threw you a little tiny bone.
Yeah.
Now you're back to square one. Oh my God.
Yeah,
I love him. I can't think of anything else. Just fucking take the bone away. Fucking, you know, because that goes on rejection. And you know, what's the worst thing that rejection does for you? It just stills your confidence.
Yeah, undermines your abilities and makes you second guess yourself all the time.
Yeah, so if you're in a situation where you get to see your crush or someone you're interested in every once in the blue moon, and then the next day, that's it, and there's no more, then you just keep repeating it, and it plays with your mind, and all you want to do is go home, you know, get in the fetal position and bawl your eyes out. And life's too short to be doing this.
Yeah.
But that's why we call our therapist. 1-800, I need a therapist.
I think the main one that I want to touch on there was if they have a significant other.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and you don't have any control over who you have a crush on.
No, you don't. That's true.
And so if they have another boyfriend or girlfriend, all of these signs are going to be coming up.
Yeah.
And that, you know, they're not that into you because they've got a significant other or there's somebody else.
That's where friends with benefits come into it. You have to know your position going into it. That's why when you're first meeting them, you ask them, so, you know, who are you? What do you like? You know, are you married? Blah, blah, blah. I mean, I know those are tough questions, but you have to, you know, some point ask those so that you know whether or not you can go forward with this.
Well, and it's also a good time so that you know how much you want to invest into this relationship.
That's right.
Also, if they've got a significant other and you're sitting there pulling out all the stops and you're doing all the things right, and 6 months down the road, they go, oh, I've got a boyfriend or I've got a girlfriend. You're crushed.
Yeah.
You're
but
done.
You know what? It's not the only way to be crushed. In a way, I find a little bit of relief in it if you have this crush and the reason why they're not getting back to you and doing all this other stuff because there is someone else.
Yeah.
But there's a spark of an interest. So sometimes it's okay to be the other woman. Why not? If you're going into that relationship with the intent of just being close to that person and you don't really care about a relationship, then you found your right niche. It just depends on the situation. Now, if they're single and they're not dating anyone,
yeah,
and you can't get in there, they're not into you.
Yeah.
Sorry.
And so that brings up ways to talk without being awkward.
All right.
I think that you need to be awkward when you're first talking to your crush or you find your interest in somebody. If you're not awkward, then there's something going wrong.
Well, you're going to be awkward because you just can't get on a level, not in the beginning, unless there's alcohol. But then they're probably drinking too. So neither one of you are on that awkward plane.
But this is 10 ways to talk to your crush without being awkward. And I do find a couple of these that are great. And they're not only apply to the crush, but to people in general. When you're talking to somebody and if you know their interests.
Yeah.
That's the number one, is know their interests. So
yes, I agree to that.
You know their interests and you try and find a common ground. Like if you're not into rebuilding engine motors or engines for a race car, then I'm not going to talk to you about the degrees.
It's doing your research. It's just like a job interview. You know, read about the company before you do the job interview so that you know what the company is about. Because when they ask you, so what do you know about us? It's kind of the same thing.
Yeah.
Do your research. And, you know, stalk them. Figure out what their interests are. You'll see in their pictures.
Yeah. And that brings up number two, which is ask interesting questions. Because if you ask the right question, somebody will automatically open right up to you, you know, and if it's something they know about, they feel a lot better opening up to you.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, so, and then number three, compliment them.
Always compliment them. Even if you don't mean it, say something that's nice to them.
Yeah. And you know, the cornier, the better. Mm-hmm. Oh, your eyes look great. They're so beautiful. They sparkle.
No, Michael, you want to say, damn, those boobs are fine.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm like, oh, damn, that cleavage.
When you
is
say eyes, you mean boobs.
Yeah, I'm looking a little lower.
Whatever you say about the body part, you mean boobs. Okay, next one.
Keep it casual to make them comfortable.
Boring.
Yeah. Number five, be a good listener.
Always.
And that means not. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That means that they're not into you if they're not listening. You know, if they're you got it.
As you just told them that the house was on fire and the cat was running through the street, bursting in flames. Mm-hmm, yeah.
And mm-hmm. then I go, what?
Number six, use your humor.
Humor? That we talked about this before. Humor is so critical.
It is. Seven, keep the conversation going.
Yeah.
That is a hard one to do.
But if you have a long break, then both people lose interest.
Yeah.
It's really important. Figure it out.
Ask their opinion.
Yeah, because that means you're invested in them a little bit, because now you're trying to understand their thought on it.
Yeah.
And that makes them feel good. And it also helps you, like, you know, feel like you accomplished something because you asked them.
Make use of social media.
Yes, I agree.
I wouldn't use their social media because that kind of brings up that you're already stalking them. But
they need to know a little bit that you are stalking them just so that they know you're interested. That there's a fine line between
so
being curious and being a stalker.
Yeah. There's a fine line there.
So you make that up is if you're friends on social media and somebody comments and then you see that post come up, you can comment on that, or you can, you know, private message them and just be like, hey, you know, I don't know. There's no right or wrong answer. Is there any more on there?
The last one, don't be needy.
Yeah. I mean, I am a self-sufficient woman. I try not to be needy, but deep down inside, I need so much.
Yeah.
I'm so needy, but I'll never show my face that.
I'm more of a giver. I'm more of the pleaser. Yeah. My cape comes out and I try and be Captain
You're such a
Save
good
a
catch,
hole.
Michael. There's got to be the perfect woman for you.
I think these bring up some great points. You know, when you're talking to individual people, if you ever notice this, when they start talking about the weather, it's done.
Whatever
you were talking about, you know, like, oh, that bridge collapsed and 17 people died, and they go, yeah, how's the weather out there?
Yep, or that.
They have no interest in what you're talking about. The conversation's done. They
didn't listen to you. They didn't hear you. They don't care. It's over.
Yeah, it's over. So, you know, it's know your people skills and know your situations and just try and keep it flowing and make it good.
You're right. So anyway, I think that about does it for this episode. Thanks, you guys, for listening. And remember, you know, if there's anything you want to say, reach out to us and we'll read your questions and we'll talk about it.
Yeah. Do send us an email with any questions or
stories
you'd like to hear about.
That's right. Now, all of our information to contact us is in the show notes. So thank you so much.
Thanks, guys. Have a great week.
Yeah. Till next time. Thank you for tuning in to Love's Naked Truth. If you enjoyed today's episode and you want to hear more, you can find us on all major podcast platforms, including Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and Google Podcasts. Don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review the show. Your feedback helps us continue to bring you thought-provoking content about love, sex, and relationships. You can also connect with us on social media for updates and behind-the-scenes content. Until next time, stay true to yourself and keep loving nakedly.